the Irish Open now is such a big event with the Rolex series that the European Tour have decided to run a qualifying event mirroring what they do in Scotland. So basically there's 144 players and it's run by the PGA in Ireland, and it's a field made up of 6 amateurs nominated by the GUI and then 12 pros nominated by the European Tour, and then the balance made up of Irish region PGA professionals. So they all play out for 4 spots in the main event in Ballyluffin a few days later.
So this is going to be a fairly high-powered competition, and 144 there, and how many of them are going to get rewarded?
Just 4, Miles. Well, the field will be limited to 144, so the PGA are hoping that they'll fill it to capacity, but just 4 then out of the 144 out of the full field will qualify for Ballyluffin to tee it up on the Thursday of the main event.
So this is a great boost to, I suppose, golf in Donegal, the fact that they're going to have a qualifier and then they move on to Ballyluffin, which is another great boost for golf in Donegal.
It's great for us to be able to support the event in Ballyluffin by having the qualifier in Rosapenna just a few days before. I think the initial talk was that it might be around the Dublin region to make it easier for people travelling, but the likes of the work that John Farn and Ballyluffin did to get the Irish Open there, and it's just kind of showing that they can see the region's been able to host events and have tournaments, and people are willing to travel to play the good courses and play big events, so it's great.
That's a great, I suppose, recommendation for the quality of the Sandy Hills course and, of course, Ballyluffin.
Exactly. Well, it just shows that there's a similarity in the two courses and that they were both designed originally by Pat Ruddy, so it's great that the two events will be played over courses that are similar. So the guys that are playing with us over the weekend, the 4 lucky guys who qualify, will face a similar test in Ballyluffin.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose the fact that you're only over the road from the British Open taking place in Royal Portrush in 2019 and Irish Open in Port Stewart last year, it just shows the quality of golf courses in the Northwest.
Exactly, yeah. It's just showing that you know, the whole North Coast is ready for these big tournaments, and it's, you know, the Irish Open in Portrush in 2012 got record attendances, and they're talking about that's been the first British Open that all the tickets will be sold before the event, that you won't be able to pay in the gate, which is pretty unheard of for a British Open. So the big thing now is that everybody in Donegal comes out and supports the Irish Open in Ballyluffin and really makes it a great event that it can be, so that, you know, the European Tour have faith to have it in more remote places again, as opposed to, you know, concentrating the big events towards Dublin, that they might move it around the country and hopefully we can get it back in Donegal.
Well, that leads me to, I suppose, you have a big event coming up in 2020, the Irish Amateur Close Championship. So tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, it's just one of the main events on the GUI amateur calendar. So we've had a few big events with the GUI over the last few years, with the Interprovincials. And this year we have the Intervarsities, and we have the Ulster Seniors, and we have the Ulster Mid-Amateur. So they're all good events to have. And I suppose the Irish Close is one of the big events that the GUA have, so they work out their roster a few years in advance as to where it's going, and we were delighted to be offered to host it in 2020, so we took the opportunity, so it's great to have it.
Well, the fact that the Irish Open is going to be in Ballyluffin this year, presume maybe down the line, is there a possibility that it could come to the Rosapenna resort?
Well, it would be absolutely fantastic to see it back in Donegal, but the big thing is, as I said, is getting people out and getting people supporting it so that the European Tour will see fit to move it around again. You know, it's that's the big thing, is for people to support it and just make it as good an event as possible in Ballyluffin in July, and then hopefully, you know, they're talking about moving it around the West Coast. I think Rory McIlroy's big idea is to move it around all, you know, top links courses. So, I mean, it would just be a dream come true to hold it in the future. But as I said, it's just getting it just a good event every year, and we'll see.
Yeah, Rory's a big ambassador for the Irish Open, and I think they're going to rotate as to who'll be an ambassador, but it's all the big names and the Irish pro scene.
Exactly, yeah. It's going to be Paul McGinley next year, and then I think McDowell and Harrington and Clark are going to take their turns running it after that, followed by Rory at the end. So it's great for the event. I think they've done that at the British Masters in the UK. Poulter and Westwood and Luke Donald and Justin Rose were hosting it, and it's worked out very successfully. So it just shows the Irish Open's going from strength to strength, from a tournament that was, I suppose, a bit weaker about 10 years ago. It's really one of the top events, and the European Tour making it a Rolex Series event, and you know it's brilliant. Like it's great for golf in Ireland and this year golf in Donegal.
40,000 available as prize money, not to be sneezed at.
Yeah, for the qualifier, exactly. Mm. The Dubai Duty Free have sponsored the prize. It's really all to do with the places. The places are in such demand now for the main event that they were, you know, more than happy to create the qualifying event and put up a good prize money. So it's good. It'll get all the pros interested and get them all travelling up, because even if they don't make the top four, they'll still be well covered for their travelling expenses. So it's going to be a great event.
Are there any, let's call them locals, that have the possibility of qualifying?
Yeah, I mean, there's some great guys in Donegal. Michael McGeady, I think, did very well last year. Brendan McCarroll, so it'd be great to see one of the local guys. And Damien Mooney, who plays a lot of golf in Ballyluffin, I'd say he'll certainly fancy his chances, and he'd be absolutely delighted to qualify for the big event in Ballyluffin. So I'm sure we'll see some of the guys over the coming months playing a few practice rounds.
And what about the amateurs? Can they creep through, do you think?
It's hard to know. I think the first year or last year when they ran it in Scotland, one of the amateurs got one of the spots for the main event, the Aberdeen Acid Scottish Open. So you never know. Like, some really, really good amateurs in Ireland, and a lot of them come play in our Scratch Cup each year, which is on this year at the end of April. So I'm sure that a couple of them will fancy their chances of qualifying again for the big event in Ballyluffin.
And that's a good point you made as well, that there are going to be many people coming to practice because they want to see where they're playing, and you know, practice makes perfect.
Exactly. Well, Sandy Hills is very much a course that suits guys that have experience on it, so I'm sure a few of them will come and play a little before the event and try and practice.